It's a difficult one to explain what goes through your mind when this has happened. But there's one constant, and that's the fear of telling people that you've got a problem. I've always remembered betting as such. Dad would take us to Newcastle races. So it's something that's always been there. And it didn't become a problem till quite late on in my life. I was introduced to in-play betting, and I was just hooked, completely hooked. It was getting to the point where it was just dominating all my thoughts. Eventually, I was that desperate to get money. I substituted my bank details for my works, and as soon as I'd done it, it was just horrendous. Over 4 and a bit years, I stole just under £192,000. I sent emails, which I knew would get me found out. Got in a room with my boss. I said, I sent that for a reason. The reason is because I took the money. I've got a gambling problem and I need some help. And that was the first time that I said it. And literally since that day, everything in my life has been better. I went to court and the sentence was 27 months. It's an awful thing to want to be punished for something you've done. I got out of prison and I'm such a different person. I use all these memories to ensure that I won't have a bet. The Northern Gambling Clinic at Sunderland, it isn't just putting things in place so that you don't have a bet. It's repairing the damage that what you've been doing for years has caused, which is what I still need. If only I'd found something like that in my time, how different my life might have been.